I didn't go to college. I've been a single mom. I just know how to survive and hustle.
Getting it however you could get it.
I hadn't found myself yet. Mm-hmm. I was still a young girl.
You have over 1 million followers on Instagram.
2 million on TikTok.
She said, don't play with me.
I've always been a hustler. 9-to-5 life just ain't been for me.
You like procedures.
You don't need that. No, maybe I don't, but I like it. And I'm going to do it regardless.
Like, I could do something about that.
You could.
I could.
And here too.
You talk back. You express sure yourself.
You can be a boss woman, a submissive wife, and a nurturing mom. Yeah. If you think because you have a relationship, there won't be any more hard times, then you don't know the word.
Welcome to another episode of Full Transparency with Donnie Wiggins, where I sit down with outstanding entrepreneurs who are doing some amazing things in their businesses, but we also sit down and talk life. We talk about all the things. I want you to imagine me running into a girlfriend or one of my guy friends, and we're like, hey, let's go grab lunch or something like that. I'm literally giving you a fly on the wall perspective of what that lunch conversation would look like. And this one is going to be spicy because our conversations are already spicy. I am so excited to have fitness enthusiast, fine AF, Leticia Gardner sitting on the sofa with me. How you
hello,
doing?
Hello, hello.
First thank of all, you, thank you. Beautiful.
Hype me up.
Ooh, look at you. Just look at you. So period. Perfect and pretty. Period. You have built an outstanding fitness empire.
Thank you.
Something that I'm on this journey. We actually go and work out together.
Yes.
In this ridiculous class that 75 minutes of weights with no break.
None.
Why are we doing this?
Because we want to be fine forever.
Oh my gosh. I just want to be fine enough. You know what I mean?
No.
Talk to me about fitness, though. How did you prioritize this and turn it into a business?
You know, it's funny because I got into fitness before anyone could just have an app. I'll say that way back in the day. But it's something I always done. I'm married to an ex-athlete, so gym and working out has just been a part of our regular life. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't until about 2016-17 where God kind of planted and said, this is a door I want you to actually make money in. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, period. It's what I already do. So because at first I was just like training my girlfriends and hanging out in the gym all the time, you know, that's where we always gonna be there. But I started to create meal plans and workout plans, and for me, I had just had my second daughter, and it was the first time in my life that I actually had to work out for real, because now I'm overweight and I've never been there before. So I learned about nutrition and understanding the importance of that, and then I started creating workouts and meal plans. And fast forward years later, as that went amazing and great for a long time, I decided that I'm getting older. These knees don't do what they used to do.
Okay.
And I want to be on the product side of things, because we don't always want to work out and eat right. But if we have the right products, our bodies can still look just as good.
Mm-hmm.
So
I see you have over 1 million followers, I think, online right now.
On just Instagram, on 2 million on TikTok.
2 million. Okay, she said, don't play with me. 2 million on TikTok. Yeah. Building a fitness community. One of the things that I love about looking at you and your family is prioritizing health and wellness.
100%.
Like, I work around a lot of entrepreneurs who, you know, they prioritize their goals, they prioritize the affirmations and all the mindset development. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that shifted for me, like you, for most of my life, while I enjoy being fit, I never had to like fight for it.
Right.
I never had to like be in the gym. Girl, I be in the gym like 5 days a week right now.
You be in there. I be seeing you.
And I, for what? God, why do we have to do this? You know what I mean? Like, I don't love it. Do you love working out?
I love the results.
Okay.
I love the results. I wouldn't say if I could eat cheeseburgers and cake and not work out and still look this good, I would be fine with that. That would be a happy life for me.
But for clarity, you do eat cheeseburgers and cake.
I still do. But I also work out.
Okay, you work out often. I still eat cheeseburgers and cake. I actually was talking to one of my girlfriends, and she's like, you're always going to be in the gym because you're not willing to adjust your diet. Mm. And I'm like, then the gym it is. Like,
well, let me say this, because you can't outwork a bad diet.
Okay.
But you can still enjoy food without overeating it. Okay. It's about being in a calorie deficit or maintaining your calorie intake. So if you eat a cheeseburger or if you eat a good meal, but that's your full calories for the day, then that looks differently.
Mm-hmm.
But you can still enjoy things. It's just about portions. You don't have to stop eating all the good food. You should portion it, though.
Luckily, I have a pretty decent diet.
Okay.
Luckily, it's pretty, like, I'm not eating, I can probably not, I probably can't finish like a restaurant hamburger.
Right.
All at one in one sit. You can?
For sure.
You eat a lot. Every time you on Instagram, that's all you're doing is eating.
I mean, you know, I like to show the real deal.
Let's talk about the real deal. So before you were in fitness, what'd you do?
Oh, Lord. I've been in fitness since my 20s. So earlier on, I was a single mom when I met my husband. I was 19 when I had my first daughter. And she's 19 now.
Okay.
But I was in survival mode. So I bartended. I was a calendar girl at Hooters. Ghetto. First time hearing this. Yes. I've actually never shared that. But whoever knows, knows. But anyways, yeah, so I was image-based for a lot of the work I've done even before I got married. But when I got married, my husband was like, yeah, we're not doing the club scene no more. And I was like, I make plenty of money in these streets. I'm not quitting this.
Mm-hmm.
And God was like, no, you're going to sit down. And I say that because...
You were a waitress in the club?
I was a bartender.
A bartender,
so I was a bartender, and I never danced or anything.
Okay.
I worked in strip clubs, though, but I never danced. Me too!
Which one? Here?
Onyx and Magic City for a little while.
I worked at Strokers.
Strokers,
I was a waitress at Strokers, yeah.
So, but I was not a people person. I was always very guarded. I probably was the worst kind because I didn't like talking to people. I serve you your drink. I don't drink alcohol. I never did even back then.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so he was like, it's time for you to do something different with your life. And I was like, I don't have nothing different. I didn't go to college. I've been a single mom. I just know how to survive and hustle. And I was like, I'm not quitting. So it was a whole ordeal. He called a pastor on me and everything. So I was like, I'm not quitting. But it was crazy because the club I was working at shut down at the time.
Okay.
So then I was like, it's okay. It's Atlanta. I can go to another club. Mm-hmm. Went to another club, found out I was pregnant. So at that time, God was like, I'm not trying to get you to trust Rod. I'm trying to get you to trust me.
Are y'all married at this time?
We had just got married.
Okay.
Yes. So I was like, okay, fine. So I did take that year off. And for a little while, because I was in, you know, hustle and survival mode, I'd worked two jobs my whole life just trying to take care of my little one. So I was like, when I get married, actually, I don't want to have to work. I want to be kept. Take care of me.
Mm-hmm.
But then I took that year off because I got pregnant, had my first daughter or my second daughter. And I was like, yeah, I'm not built to stay at home. I'm not built to just sit around here and wait for you to get back.
Yeah.
There's more to me. So at that point, I started praying and fasting. I just started building my relationship with God, and he showed me fitness.
Mm-hmm.
So before fitness, honestly, I was from A to
Z. Out here just getting it however you get it. Okay, so, but back up. Because if I said, I don't want to be kept, just come take care of me, the internet would eat me alive, right? And so you went to your man,
mm-hmm.
who's very, very masculine.
Very.
Very leader-ish, right? Like he's very alpha male.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, I don't want to do anything. I want to be kept. Come take care of me.
Well, yeah, because he wanted me to quit doing what I was doing, and I didn't feel like I had anything else to do. So he was like, okay, fine. So he did. He did take care of me that whole year I was off. But I was like, yeah, this not for me. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing this life.
Because
mm-hmm. I just, yeah, it's just, don't tell me what to do. I don't want to ask you for money. I'm not, yeah, it just didn't work for me. I was like, I'm about to get out here and get outside and do something.
I love y'all's relationship so much because just kind of seeing what I've observed offline, you really are, you're a great wife,
thank
right?
You.
You're a great wife. You show up for your family. You show up for your husband. But you are spicy, Leticia.
Have you met my husband? He needs spicy. He walked right through these passive girls.
Yeah, you're spicy. And so what I love about your relationship is that it represents the opposite of what everybody is saying on the internet right now.
Yeah,
like a woman like you isn't supposed to get a man like that,
right?
Based on your mouth, based on your attitude,
based off being a single mom,
right?
Yeah.
Because how dare you think you have value if you're a single mom?
And on paper, I was probably even worse than what the internet. I worked in the club. I got a deadbeat baby daddy. I ain't been to college. Who am I getting this high tier man? What? That's crazy.
Are there any power struggles in y'all's relationship?
What do you mean power?
Like, you're a leader too.
For sure.
You're very, like you said, don't tell me what to do.
Yeah.
How does that?
No, you know, actually, earlier on in our relationship, everyone knew me as Rod's wife or Rod's girlfriend. Like, he had his name. You know, he's mm-hmm. a first round draft pick. He's been in Atlanta for a long time. So, and I was brand new to Atlanta when we met, only been together for a couple of months. Social media wasn't a thing yet. I hadn't found myself yet.
Mm-hmm.
I was still a young girl. So that's all they knew me as for a long time. And I was okay with that because I'm very proud of who he is and what he represents. But as I had got saved and started developing myself as a woman, as I started going through my healing journey and my growth and coming out my shell to be, to start walking in my purpose, now everyone knows him as, oh, that's Leticia Gardner's husband. And honestly, he loves it. He loves the fact that, because I will say, I didn't have a lot of encouragement or people who spoke life into me. Mm-hmm. But a long time ago, when I was still in that fight of figuring out who I was, because I did have to do a lot of growing up with him, he always told me, he's like, there's more to you that you don't even see yet. Mm. Like, he saw that in me. And I was mm-hmm. like, you just running game. I don't know what there is, you know. But clearly, I'm walking in that boldly now. And no, he's my biggest cheerleader. He knows I'm strong where I'm strong, and he's strong where he's strong. And we both got a lot to say regardless, but it's not much of a power struggle. He's my biggest cheerleader when it's my turn. And when it's his turn, I'm his cheerleader.
I love that.
There's no fight in that.
You keep saying I really had nothing to turn to. Like, there was nothing else. There was the nightlife. There was the club. And I'm just out here winging it. There was nothing. And I want to pivot to this real quick, because I know that there are people who watch this show that feel like that too. Like,
yeah,
what is my purpose? What am I supposed to be doing? What I'm doing with my life right now is temporary. It's a hustle. It's a side thing, side that. Can you clearly explain what that process looks like to, like, feel like, I don't know what my next move should be.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I'm good at to even make a wholesome career out of.
Yeah.
What's that transition like? Hey, entrepreneur, are you looking for mentorship? Do you ever watch me here on the Social Proof Podcast or on Full Transparency and say, you know what? One day I want to work with Donnie. Great news. You absolutely can. Join me inside my community, Actionable CEO, where we help to develop new habits, grow you personally, professionally, and financially, help you take massive action in your business, ultimately helping you make more money. It's just $97 a month. We meet every single week. We have a book club. We do live co-working sessions. When I'm in your city, you guys get to connect with me in person and so much more. Don't take my word for it. Go over to actionableceo.com. Check out the page and see if it's a good fit for you. If so, I'll see you on the inside.
I think for me, for one, God. Mm-hmm. God is to give you vision, right? That relationship with him is what gave me confidence. Because mm-hmm. when you do feel lost and you don't feel like there's no one's got your back, you don't know which way you're going, you don't know which way you're coming at that time. Mm-hmm. So when you were like that, then you feel like you have no purpose. You're just kind of lost, and you are insecure and you lack confidence because you don't have a clue what your next move is. So for me, when I built my relationship with God and I realized that my validation came from him and him alone, that it didn't matter what anybody else said or thought of me or what box they put me in, because he had something bigger for me. Mm-hmm. Second, it was mindset, right? My purpose had to be bigger than my problems. Mm. And if you don't make your purpose bigger than your problems, then your problems are louder than everything. Yeah. And you'll never walk in your purpose because you're magnifying the issues, mm-hmm. right? And my mindset was, it could always be worse. You know, because I've been there. I've been homeless. You know, I've been struggling. I didn't eat to feed my daughter because I couldn't afford to feed both of us. I've been there. So every step, even if it was a baby one towards growth or better, I focused on that. And now I'm going to put the next foot in front of the next and just keep going. Yeah. It's something I didn't overthink, but I believe that I could do, because God's word is what it is. And mm-hmm. I know more is coming for me, but I know that I'm going to have to work hard for it.
Yeah.
And that was it.
How do you know when you finally have a relationship with God? People mistake, like, I have a prayer life. I pray. Mm-hmm. You know, I talk to God. When did you feel like, wow, we're in a relationship now?
Yeah. For me, I talk to God like I'm talking to you right now. He is the homie. Mm-hmm. If I'm mad at Rod, I'd be like, boy, come get your son. You know what I mean? I feel like a lot of times, you're right, people say, oh, you got to pray. Yeah, you do. But you got to be authentic. You know, I think that's the biggest part, is that I talk to God and I invite him to everything. Fasting and praying for me is in my regular daily lifestyle. Mm-hmm. I regularly fast and ask God about new decisions or new things in my life, always, just for clarity and vision. And the other thing is, when you're walking in the gifts, right? God gave us the Holy Spirit, right? To be our comforter, to be our friend, right? Mm-hmm. Jesus died on the cross for us, but he left the Holy Spirit to be our helper. And when you know your relationship with God is strong and real, there's fruits to that. And people can fake images, but they can't fake the fruit. So when you have joy, Mm-hmm. When you have love, when you have peace, even in the midst of chaos, you know you're covered. And I can feel that. Like, I truly feel like, boy, it's crazy, but it's okay because it's going to work out because I trust God because it always does.
Yeah.
So I keep a heart of gratitude. And for me, so I know it's real and it's genuine, you know? Yeah.
That definitely is eye-opening for me when you said, I've never explained it like that.
Mm-hmm.
When someone asks me how I know I'm in relationship with God, it's just like, I just know.
Yeah.
But what you just illustrated, that's what I was looking for. It's like when you are going through your toughest moment, but you still feel at peace.
Yeah.
I remember you mentioned that you would go without feeding yourself to feed your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I think our kids are almost the same age. Your daughter's 19.
19.
My daughter's 22. When Deja was a little girl, she would only eat a select little bit of food, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when we went through our hardest moments financially, I remember pulling up to a Wendy's, girl, and they, you know, they used to have like the 5 for 5 or 3 for 3, whatever that was.
Yeah.
And I would get the chicken nuggets combo with French fries and a drink. Well, at that time, my daughter didn't eat French fries.
Mm-hmm.
So she would eat the chicken nuggets. I would eat the French fries and we would split the drink.
Aww.
And that's literally how we survived for like almost 2 years, like 2 years of going through this cycle. And I can remember at that time I was living with my mom back in my childhood home.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I got my door open. I'm laying in the bed or sitting up on the bed. And my mom walks past my room and she comes back. And she says, why are you laughing? What are you in here to be like laughing about? Your life is literally falling apart. You don't know what you're doing. And I looked at my mom and I said, Mom, I just like, it will not serve me to be in here sad. Like being sad and crying, I just have this peace that I cannot explain.
Mm-hmm.
And it was during that time that I realized I am not fully in control of this. Like somebody else, a higher power is ordering my steps.
100%.
And God, I am fully submitted to whatever you tell me to do, whatever you tell me to try, whatever you tell me to give up. When you said that, that's what I heard for myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I love that. Yeah, I love that. It is powerful, man. And our life isn't our own.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the world we live in, it teaches you to be happy. Everything is about happiness, but the word teaches us to be holy. And when we move in the movements that God has for us, that's only then is happiness really there.
Mm-hmm.
If not, if you're chasing worldly things to make you happy, you're never going to be fulfilled the same way.
Yeah.
If you think because you have a relationship, there won't be any more hard times, then you don't know the word.
Yes.
It's still coming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And your relationship looks so perfect on the internet.
Really?
But for sure. I mean, y'all are getting it both. Really super physically fit, successful, building your business. I want to talk about right now you guys are working. You have your own company.
Yes.
And you also have a joint company with your husband. But you had your own company first before you guys technically partnered.
Right. So I was in entrepreneurship before my husband. You know, he NFL for a long time. And then he worked IT a little bit after that. But when I had prayed and fasted and really asked it for vision, I've always been a hustler. 9-to-5 life just ain't been for me. I tried it. It lasted 6 months. I was like, this ain't it. I got to figure out something else.
Not so 6 months and this ain't it.
A whole 6 months.
Not a whole 6 months and this ain't. Girl, I worked for 13 years.
I was done after 2 months, but I tried to stretch it out. The crazy part about it is I started hustling while I started working at a law firm.
Okay.
So I ended up going to college in my 30s. I had just had my daughter at 30. I was like, you know what? I'm going to get some education because God has put me in a position now to figure some things out. So I went to college for a year. I was a straight A student, made the dean list, voted student body president, and said, college ain't for me.
Mm-hmm.
I was done after the year. But I was going for legal studies, so I ended up getting a job at a law firm. Now, I don't have any background, so I'm starting off as a secretary. They were would go in there. And, you know, as a secretary, I guess you're supposed to, like, get coffee and stuff. But they were in there, and they were like, yeah, I would like some coffee. And I'm like, me too. And they're like, you're supposed to go get it.
You're the one who gets
the
coffee.
I was like, you know, that's not for me. I do enough serving at home. I'm not coming here to do this too. Anyways, love them to death. It was a great experience, but for sure wasn't for me. So what I would do though is I would go to the gym in the morning. I started a meal prep company first. I would go to the gym at 5 o'clock in the morning. I would get clients. Then I'd go to work. At lunch, I would go back to the gym, build clients. Then I would go home after work, cook, bring and pack up everything, and then bring it back in the morning to the gym, and just kept the cycle going until that started making more money than the law firm was paying.
Mm.
So then I quit that job. And then I just kept that going and I really built a business from there. So I did that for a long time, entrepreneurship. And then I started building products onto the fitness side of things. And the products make more money than cooking, that's for sure. So I'll sell meal plans instead of meal preps because now you're working smarter and not harder. So when he started to see this entrepreneur in me, and at first it was like, okay, cool, because I started building my social media at the time. Because when we originally got on Instagram, we had pages together. It was Mr. and Mrs. Gardner, right? But I was like, I'm about to start a business. I need a separate page because I don't want to be arguing what I want to post and what you want to post. So I'm just going to start a different one. So I started building that. I put myself on a schedule. So I'm posting regularly. My page starts growing like crazy. Business is picking up. And he's like, well, this is really cool. So he decides, well, I want to start a company too. Now, I was on the natural side of things, more women-based. And my husband, of course, he's not a trainer, but he believes men should train men and men should talk to men about stuff because men's bodies and women's bodies are completely different.
Okay.
So he never dealt with that. So he started on the fat burner side and performance side, athlete side, which is everything I still use because I need, but I like the more natural side of things. Sometimes the detoxing, waist training and stuff like that. He's not going to get into that side. So he's like, yeah, you can keep that going, but I'm going to do a more sports, a performance side of things. And of course, we've helped him build everything from the ground up and I support it completely. But yeah, so I started in it first and then he came in and now we're thriving.
I love it. How y'all do everything together?
Pretty much.
Like,
he's not here today.
He's not. And I'm surprised. I thought he would be sitting right on this sofa over here looking. It looks like from the outside looking in that y'all are glued together at the hip. Like you can't do anything without him.
I can definitely do things without him. But we've been like that for 15 years from the beginning. Like I said, outside of me working that 9 to 5 for 6 months, we've never had jobs that we weren't together. Or that we had were schedules, so we're away from each other. So he's the homie. Like, we've done everything together. We've been friends like that since we met.
Yeah. How does the business impact the relationship, though?
So that was a journey for sure, and still is sometimes. I'm better at it now. As the woman, I am more emotional, and he is not as emotional. So when he wants things to be, this is business. And I'm like, yeah. But then when we get to the bed at night, if you were mean to me during business, I don't want to sleep with you. So, yeah, remember, I'm still your wife. No, you have to separate that. This is work. This is work. I don't give a damn. No, be nice to me all the time. It's never going to be just business because we're married. And I'm always going to need that softness, that gentle touch for me to be a little more aggressive with you in the room if that's what you're looking for. So he learned that the hard way, but he's definitely gotten better at it now because, as you said, I am spicy and I will check it right then and there.
Right then and there.
I'm not the type to like let it harbor up or build resentment and silently not say anything. If you say something slick or something I don't like, I'm going to address it in that moment. And I tend to go too far. So he falls back.
So I'm sure when you're building this business, because you guys are building like physical locations.
Yes.
For your business. You have one now. I know you're looking for a location here in Atlanta.
Yeah. So Dynamic 3 Health is our functional medicine clinic. Now we have our first location in Jacksonville, Florida. That's where Rod's from. It's in Ponte Vedra, but we're telemed in all 50 states. So anybody can call in from anywhere and get what they need. And then we are looking for Atlanta location right now.
Leticia, what is it that's different? There's so many people who do fitness. There are so many fine people, beautiful women, ridiculously beautiful men, and even beautiful couples that are engaged in fitness businesses, but they're just not jumping the way that you guys are popping off. Yeah. What's unique about what you guys do and bring to the table?
For us, our mindset is always moving forward, something new. You can't stay stagnant. You can't stay content with just that, right? Because then you're at a window. And for us, don't get me wrong, 10 years ago when we started fitness and we were doing the workouts, we were younger and that was cool. But Rod is 47. I'm going to be 40 now. I'm not trying to just jump around and do workouts right now. I just know me, I can't. You know what I mean? I don't want to be the person that's all I do because I'm too tired. I don't feel like doing it. Not saying that I'm not healthy enough or in shape enough to do it, but I just know for sure I don't want to do it.
The body changes.
Yeah. And like I said, these knees are different.
The knees are very, very different. I be finding that out every Saturday in our workout class, okay?
I used to be able to get through that. I used to be able to do 2-a-days. doing that. Can you imagine?
I can't.
I used to be able to run stadium stairs and do 10 burpees right at the bottom. I'm not trying to hurt myself.
We have to be careful. Let me tell you, you gifted me. I told you that I was having trouble sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all, I don't know how I was getting by on like 3 hours of sleep.
I don't know.
In my 20s and even my early 30s. But 3 hours of sleep today would put me out of commission for 2 weeks.
Yes.
All right. Like it would take 2 weeks for me to bring it back, to pull it back together. And so I was sharing with you that I was having trouble sleeping. And you're like, oh, I have something for you. And you gave me the PM. What is it called?
PM Shred.
The PM Shred.
So it's a fat burner for nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
So your body's still working to help you burn fat. But it's also packed with like magnesium and zinc and things that your body needs to recover and to also rest.
Let me tell you something. I took that PM Shred.
Was out.
And I felt like I had taken NyQuil in terms of how out of there I was. Because it really got to that point for me, Leticia. Like, I really, like, have insomnia and have always had it. I've always struggled to sleep. But the older I get, the more difficult it is for me to perform the mm-hmm. next day. So I would take NyQuil every now and then. Like, if I really, really need to get to sleep because I have a long day coming
mm-hmm.
up, I would take NyQuil. And when you gave me this PM Shred, my life has never been the same. My nights have not ever been the same.
And don't you wake up so like fresh,
alert. So alert. I wake up well rested.
Yes.
I don't think enough women, especially women who are known for their beauty,
mm-hmm.
Women who are known for being very lively and youthful and vibrant, talk about aging.
Ghetto.
I don't think we talk enough about aging.
We don't. And I try to talk a lot about hormones and blood work, because when you are, and that's another thing with people in the fitness industry, there's a lot of beautiful young 20-year-olds that look great and you got plans, but you're 20.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't had any kids yet.
Yeah.
You haven't aged yet. You haven't, your body hasn't gone through enough yet. I'm not taking anything away from the work that they do, but it is a difference. They say it changes after 30, it gets worse at 35, and then I hear from 40, it's even worse from there.
Girl.
But our blood work and getting that done, because our regular Western doctors are not going to tell us. Like, I recently had a whole lot of hormonal issues. Like, this past summer, it was just crazy. I had to get off the birth control I was on, that I had been on and off since I was 19.
Mm-hmm.
But it was horrible. But either way, I was deficient in everything. I had no libido, and my husband's testosterone is at the level of a 15-year-old boy, so
mm-hmm.
it can get exhausting if I'm not there, okay? So no libido, my progesterone was bad, my estrogen was bad, my thyroid was bad. All, they were like, we don't even know how you're functioning.
Yeah.
I was a mess, but my regular doctor said, no, it's normal. I'm already having hot flashes. Like, my husband be like, what is wrong with you in the middle of the night?
Mm-hmm.
You are soaking wet. Think I peed the bed or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, but I'm like, I'm so hot.
Can we talk about it?
Oh,
because,
my gosh.
Okay, let me tell you, this year, I'm 45,
mm-hmm.
and you're 38.
Nine.
You're 39?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this year, for me, is the first time I've ever felt I'm losing my mind. I have been feeling like this year, I have, and you go through all the thoughts, right?
Mm-hmm.
You start, like you, I had some hormonal imbalances, and for me, it was causing like hormonal acne.
Ugh, yes,
so I was on the Accutane. We got rid of that. But that, it's a domino effect,
yeah.
right? And so for me, tell me if this is you, I have literally felt like I'm becoming more forgetful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm exhausted.
Always.
I wake up sometimes like, I could go right back to sleep.
Every time.
All the time. Like, the I could time. Literally go right back
Moody.
To sleep. Moody. Like, I'm irritable.
I
like, I'm
apologize.
Chopping people's heads off.
Like, I'm sorry. I'm just in a mood, and I don't know why.
You can't explain it. But,
yes.
Leticia, I promise, I felt like this year, I have been feeling like it's me against me. I feel like I'm going crazy.
It's crazy. But but you don't have to suffer like that.
Well,
and there's so many women like that. But that's why with the functional medicine clinic, like for us, it's always finding a solution to a problem, right? Yes, we need to work out. Yes, we need to eat clean. But sometimes it's so much more than just working out, eating clean.
Mm-hmm.
Because hormones are a real thing.
Yeah.
Your blood work, getting that done to find out what you're deficient in is a real thing.
Is that what you do at your clinics?
Yep, we
okay.
sure do. So you'll get your blood work done. They'll do a full panel, find out what you're deficient in. And now you can feel 20. money again.
But it, but you're in, gone. You're in Jacksonville.
But we're telemedicine off of these states. I literally can call it in.
So you can call in the blood work.
So they'll send you to your local, whatever's closest to you. You'll go to like a lab core or something like that. They'll do a full panel. They'll send everything in there. A specialist will call you, go over everything for you and everything you need, whatever you're deficient in, they will make sure your levels are together.
So I recently went to a doctor for something similar because I'm going to my primary care physician and you get your physical and they're like, oh, everything looks great.
Yep.
And I'm like, listen, here's what I need you to, I need you to understand me. Okay. I'm being very serious with you right now.
Yeah.
I need you to understand that I hear what you're saying, but I feel like I am losing a grip on my whole life. Like, just the tiredness. I haven't had hot flashes or anything, but I just learned like in the last year that there's a, such a thing called perimenopause. I didn't even know perimenopause existed.
I didn't know what that is.
Perimenopause is like the 10-year stage before menopause.
Oh, Lord.
So for most people, yes. And so that's when your flashes and all these things come before you lose your cycle and things like that. Mm. Well, so when I'm Googling my symptoms, I am Googling things like exhaustion, forgetting a lot of stuff, really irritable, not wanting to be around people, very distant, losing focus. And you know what's coming up? Early onset dementia. And oh, I Lord. Said, oh my God, nobody has ever suffered from that in my family. Mm-hmm. But now I'm walking around like, do I have dementia?
But it, you know, it's common. We actually have a product that fights against that too. Mm-hmm. That's the good thing about a functional medicine clinic, because your regular doctor is not going to do that. I argue with my primary the same way. Oh, you're fine. I'm like, I have no libido. No, you're okay. No, it's not okay.
Yeah.
Ask my husband. It's not okay.
It's not okay.
It's a problem.
Yeah.
Now I'm fine. I can go whenever. No yeah. problem. But there are real products and vitamins, and we have stuff for that mind stuff as well.
Yeah.
That will help you and bring you back focus. It's like the limitless, Rod calls it the limitless pill. You remember that movie?
Yeah.
Where you take that, and I can't remember the full name. He's going to kill me for this one right now, but it's so good and it really helps. And because of his concussions and things that he's had in the NFL, he can be super forgetful of his memory and certain things. So that's something we're trying to get him on the regular, just period, because there are products that really help with the very things that you're helping, that you're struggling with, mm-hmm. that your doctor won't tell you anything about. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's the part that's unfortunate.
We're going to talk about some of those products, because I am a believer in supplemental health, mm-hmm. to supplement things, because it wasn't until, so I'm thinking that I have early onset dementia. So, and this is like transparency. I've never shared this on this podcast before. So internally I am battling like, okay, let me start writing everything down just in case. So like maybe I can be triggered by something, you know, and remember things, or my family can remember things. But here's what's crazy. The symptoms for early onset dementia and the symptoms for perimenopause per Google are nearly the same thing.
Interesting.
They're the same thing. So if you're feeling like your immune system is weakening, and if you're feeling like extremely forgetful and tired, it's all the same freaking thing. And so because I had Googled these things, now I'm starting to get a bunch of, I'm Googling the symptoms, and then this woman on Instagram, her page comes up, I can't remember her name, and she's like, the perimenopause coach. I said, well, what the hell is perimenopause? And so I'm looking at it, and I start doing some research. I'm talking to my doctor, and there's a period from like around the age of 33 to 35 years old, you can start to, like your hormones start to shift before you hit menopause, which should happen like after the age of 45, right? And my body is nowhere, it's giving no signs of menopause. Like at this point, it's like, just bring it on already. If this is the stage that I have to, just bring it on.
Right.
And we have other things that start happening, like just our bodies, everything just starts to change it overnight.
Does. It really does.
And I'm fighting for my life right
now. You don't have to. That's the part that's so good.
Okay, so do you have something?
So like, I don't have those products that you need, because you definitely want to get your blood work done. But I do have, let me grab a couple of things for you. So first, I'm going to show you guys the product that I started for myself, right? Now, this one's called skinny. Am I in the right camera?
Yep, this is your camera.
Okay, so skinny is a detox line, because I explain it to women like this when it comes to our bodies, because a lot of times fatigue and energy and stubborn belly fat, especially extra bloating for no reason.
Mind your business, first of all. Listen, okay? I mean, for no mind reason. Because you know what I mean? I'm wearing a blazer pregnant. On. Listen, I know her. I knew her fine behind was walking in here, so I'm hiding those little rolls right now.
You look good. But detoxing is extremely important, because when you do that, the rest of your supplements and products can work more effectively. Because I explain it like this. You know, as women, we have a lot of hair, mm-hmm. and it sheds all the time. Now, when that hair gets stuck in the pipes in the sink, you know, you need Drano, because now the water's going through slower, right? Yes. Because it gets clogged. So it's the same thing with our bodies. If it's clogged, if it's toxins, if you're eating food that's not good for you, drinking certain meats or whatever the case may be, it's harder for your body to get the nutrients and everything to flow like it needs to.
Okay.
So detoxing is extremely important. So
how often?
Since I like to eat a lot, okay. People like Rod don't have to detox a couple of times a year. I detox more like once a month or every other sometimes, just depending on, like, for Thanksgiving, I'm starting December 1st. I'm for sure starting my detox, because I'm going to enjoy Thanksgiving.
Okay.
For sure I'm going to enjoy it. But that'll be products like this. So there's a tea, there's the herbal pills, and then there's also a coffee. So these are super clean, all natural herbal that mm-hmm. you will take. And the best thing that people love about it is there's no cramping. A lot of detoxes, you're like, feel like you're having contractions, and that's crazy. So those you want to do, but you can also do all of them together.
Can I see?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. There's other couple items in there, because that's the holiday box. So anyone who orders the Ultimate Detox will get free products.
Let's not skip over this. Okay, so this is the detox.
Mm-hmm.
Detox 14 tea. Days. And do I eat when I'm doing this?
You can eat, but no alcohol and no processed sugar.
Let me think about that. No alcohol.
I lose a lot of people that no alcohol.
Well, I don't really drink for real. So that part, but the processed sugar for me.
Yeah, so you can have fruits.
Okay.
Fruits and vegetables are fine, but no candy, cupcakes, sweets, donuts.
That's the part. So if I had a cupcake,
yeah.
Are you saying that it's just less effective? Or
well, the thing about it is, when you're cleansing your body, you don't want to add more stuff on top of it, because you're just working against yourself. It's not going to hurt you if you had a cookie, but you really want to try to commit for 14 days.
And I'm so committed. Like, I'm no, seriously. Like, I joke, but I can do away with a piece of chocolate cake for 14 days.
For 14 days.
Listen, let me tell you something. I want to, things that I wish I knew at a younger age, now that I'm in my 40s, and as you're approaching 40, like, there are just things that I wish I knew. And one of those things would be to better take care of my nutrition.
Yeah,
it's huge. Better prioritize my nutrition. I didn't know anything about detoxing until I was in my late 30s. Like, I just didn't know that detoxing was a thing. So these are things, like, here's the thing. I feel like I look good for my age,
you
right?
Do. Thank you. You do.
But there was a time where you couldn't tell me anything. Okay, well, that time is still kind of here. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm like, well, yeah. I don't think there is enough.
Still can't
time.
Tell me anything. But no, there was a time, like, in my 20s, like, everything, skin's flawless, body's together, didn't have to work out for the abs and all those things. But if I had known that it's not about what you look like, but about how you feel and what's going on internally, I would have been prioritizing stuff like this a whole lot sooner.
Yeah, because you can look good and still be going through it inside.
For sure. Yeah. So you drink one tea bag of this. I can do this. This is a weight loss. It burns calories. It boosts your metabolism. It cleanses your body. I do a fast now anyway. So I incorporate a 3-day fast with a group of friends. I like to do it like once every quarter.
Okay. That one won't have your waist snatched.
This one?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you have the whole box.
Oh, I can have this. Okay, y'all, let me show y'all what's in my box. All right. Okay. I just love when people bring me stuff, especially stuff that I need, because I'm really into fitness right now.
Yeah, you are. Like, we're in there together.
Yes. I'm proud. I have become this woman that hated the gym. And funny story, funny fact, I used to be an aerobics instructor.
Really?
I lasted for like 1 week.
Okay.
There was this gym on Old National Highway. Of course, it doesn't exist anymore, but I grew up in College Park, Georgia.
Okay.
Originally from New Orleans, but I grew up in College Park. And so there was this gym. And like you, like, I didn't know what I was doing, girl. I literally walked past. I think I was promoting. parties at that time.
Okay.
And I walked past this gym to go get me something to eat in the plaza. Uh-huh. And the girl comes out there and they're looking for fitness instructors. And she's like, hey, are you into fitness? Do you go to the gym? And I'm like, not really. Why? And she's like, well, we're looking for like an aerobics instructor. I'm like, I can do aerobics.
It's sure, just
dancing.
Jog.
It's just, you know what I mean? Like they had like this dance aerobics. I'm like, oh, I can dance. Girl, I go in there. I said, oh, these people expect you to like not take a break. These yeah. people expect for you to be nonstop. I quit like after the first week because I was the worst fitness trainer, period. Like I could remember that one week that I was there, there was this Jamaican restaurant in the plaza. And before my class, I would go to that Jamaican restaurant and get me like some curry chicken, rice and peas, and be sitting in my car like eating. And then go inside the gym to teach this class. I was a hot mess.
Oh, my gosh.
I was a hot mess. But I would have prioritized this earlier. Okay, so then we have.
So those are the pills. You'll do them together.
Okay, so I do these two together.
Yep, you'll do you can either do the tea in the morning or at nighttime. It depends if you want to do all three. So that's the most common. People usually do the tea and the pills together. They usually pick one. Okay. The coffee and the pills or the tea and the coffee. Wait. No, the tea and the pills or the coffee and the pills.
Or the, okay.
Right.
So, either these.
Yeah, so you'll only do either the coffee or the tea once a day and you'll break up the pills throughout the day.
I see. Okay, does this taste like coffee?
It's not really like coffee. No, it's very clean. It's green.
Oh, it's got green tea.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's very
clean. So it's just a warm brown product.
But it's instant. I drink it hot or cold.
Mm-hmm. But first of all, let's talk about the cellulite starts coming after 40.
Ooh-wee.
Okay. Yeah. The cellulite starts coming for real after 40. It's just things, y'all. I just, why? I didn't have to deal with this.
It's so ghetto.
It's so ghetto. So
yeah, go ahead.
This is cool. This is a coffee scrub.
So it's a coffee scrub and you just kind of mix it with either like your wash. Like I usually do that in the shower. Mm. Now, what made me do that is because the whole time I was pregnant, a lot of people ask me, well, I don't have any stretch marks. I used the coffee scrub the entire time I was pregnant on my stomach. I live by it. It's great for your skin. It's glowing. It's a natural lightener. So I tell people use that around your bikini line. Use that under your arms. Mm. It keeps everything nice and light and bright, and it's all natural.
And then this golden eye mask, this under eye mask.
Yes.
Listen, somebody is 25 years old saying, oh, I don't need an eye mask.
You better start.
All right? Because if I knew what I know now, what I could give advice to young girls and just everybody, guys mm-hmm. should be doing these things.
Yeah, my husband does it with me.
Is that prevention is key.
Key.
Prevention is key.
It's key.
This is one of my favorite things. I know what this is. I am a dry brush girl. We're going to exfoliate this skin.
Silky.
We're going to be silky and soft. This is amazing. I love this because this is where I am in my life right now. Mm-hmm. Just really, really focused on not just generational wealth and building a business, but also focused on my health. And it feels good to be focused on my health.
You feel better. You know, it may be a fight to roll over and get to that workout class sometimes, but you feel so much more productive afterwards. And blood flow is extremely important in mm-hmm. our body. So we do have to keep moving.
Yeah, we do.
And lifting weights is really important. I know a lot of people want to stick to cardio, but lifting weights is the key to being youthful and keeping everything tight and toned.
I do more lifting weights now than I do anything. I walk like three. Well, we haven't walked in a minute since I injured my knee, but I was walking 3 miles a day, three times a week. Mm-hmm. And I think now after surviving this workout that we do on Saturdays, I think I can get back to walking. So I'll start that next week. It's just finding new ways to take care of yourself is so fun.
It is, especially when you can find people that are into it as well and you don't have to do it by yourself.
Yeah.
Because I used to take the class by myself all the time. Mm-hmm. So now I have someone to take it with
you. Now you got somebody to take it with you. You're known for your beauty regimen.
Yes, I love a good spa day.
Let's talk about it. Tell me what keeps Leticia gorgeous.
Little Botox, little hair extensions.
Okay, no,
just kidding.
No. Straight to it. She said it's full transparency. I don't care what y'all think.
I don't care at all. People tell me, you don't need that. No, maybe I don't, but I like it. And I'm going to do it regardless. So if this is you should be all natural and you should just give yourself ice baths. I'm not that girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you like procedures.
I like Botox.
Okay, Botox.
And I like getting my hair done. I like having lash extensions.
Okay.
I like my eyebrows tatted on.
Mine are tatted on. They're a little filled in right now. just because I put on more makeup than I normally wear. Mm-hmm. So I be needing my brows to be just a little darker.
I do that too.
Yeah. Yeah. I need them to be darker. But I am terrified of needles. So I have not. My mom still got to hold my hand to get to get blood drawn.
Well, you look good though.
But like you said, you don't need it, but you like it, right?
I do like it.
Like if I were to, like I could do something about that.
You could.
I could.
And here too.
Where else? Like, tell me what I need. What do I need? Like right here?
No.
Right here.
Yeah. See, I get it a lot here and here. I actually recently got it in my neck down here too, which really snatched my neck. I loved it so much.
So that, let me, okay. I have always embraced aging.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in a household where my mom would say, don't ask her her age. Like, of course I knew, but if I went out to the grocery store or something and said, mm-hmm. oh, my mom is 50 years old, she'd be like, don't you ever tell anybody my age, right?
Right.
And it used to just like make me so mad.
Really?
Because on my birthday cake, it would say happy 10th birthday, happy 16th birthday. So I didn't understand it. Mm-hmm. So as I got older in my 20s and even my 30s and even now, I just embrace aging so much.
Yeah, that's one thing wrong with that.
I'm not afraid to age. But let me tell you what's been pissing me off lately. This right here.
Listen, people come for me all the time when it comes to Botox or anything. And I'm like, you don't get extra points if you decide to keep the wrinkles on your face. You can have them. They're yours for sure. But I feel like you do what makes you happy and whatever you want to do. And if there's something that you see when you look in the mirror that you want to fix, I'm not changing my face. I'm just keeping it looking younger. I'm great with aging. I just don't want to look like I'm aging.
Can I do this without doing anything to my face?
What are you trying to do?
You see, like,
you talking about the, like, you feel like you have a double chin?
So I've had a double chin my whole life, right?
So there is something that you can do for that. It definitely takes a needle, but you will swell up.
I've had these wrinkles and everything.
Oh, yeah. So Botox will just tighten it for sure.
Okay.
But if you wanted to, like, snatch it.
Look, get this out so everybody know what I'm talking about. Y'all see?
Like, it is not that bad. You're doing that.
But I want to be able to do it and not have, like, you know what I mean? Like, it starts to get, like, loose up in here.
Yeah, no, there's definitely something for that. The only thing about it is you'll need some downtime because you will, like, look like a blowfish for, like, 10 days.
How do you manage your personal care routine, though? You're always doing something. You're always getting your hair done. You're always getting lashes. You're always at the dermatologist. Can we shout out our dermatologist, our esthetician?
Terrell.
Shout out to Terrell, yes. Spa and Wellness. She actually takes care of both of our faces.
She does.
Get in on this face real quick. You see
and
this?
I get my lashes there too.
Mm-hmm. You see this face right here? Okay, now get Leticia's face. Do you see these faces? All right, this is where beauty lives, Buckhead, Atlanta. All right.
Yes.
You're welcome, friend. But how do you prioritize? You're busy. Like today, you were ripping and running. You had a bunch of stuff happening.
Yes. You know, I Like you've heard a little bit about my story earlier on. I couldn't afford the life that I have today, but now that I can, maybe that I never had like a hobby or something I just do for me. My husband and my family, my kids have always been my whole world. So back in my earlier 30s, I was like, you know, I need something for me, something I enjoy. And I've always been a girly girl. I've always loved makeup and hair. I've always been like that my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got into the spa or wanting to try different things, I just love it. It's my time to just let loose, have fun, lay out, get a facial, get my lashes done. Mm-hmm. It's very pretty like. And I just love it. It's just where I find my peace.
Yeah.
I don't bring my husband's or kids. You see, we do a lot together, but I don't ever do that with him.
Yeah.
That's just my time.
That's
There's
your
another
time.
Spa that's in Gwinnett that's out open 24 hours a day. I tell the girls, let's do a spa day there because I want to be there all day.
Why haven't we done this? Oh, wait. The one that you got to get naked?
You do have to get nude.
I don't like that
one. I don't mind.
So I just don't like the thought of who was sitting there before me.
Well, okay, so there's only one section that you have to be completely nude. And the other sections, you're completely covered. And you're
Is this the spot that EJ took me to? If I went with EJ, I like
yep,
where you went,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. It's just, you know, I can't be naked in front of all of these. And I look good naked.
Me too.
You know what
so
I mean?
So like, I don't
so
care.
It's not that. I remember a moment of being in that hot tub with all these naked women.
And thinking.
And I'm thinking, like, what's coming out of them?
Ew.
That's where my head went. I'm a germaphobe.
No, that'll do it.
That'll do, and that has ruined it for me. Yeah. So, but they do a great body scrub.
Oof, baby.
I will go time and time again.
I go by myself all the time.
I'll go for a massage. I'll go for the body scrub. Let's go get body scrubs.
I'm down.
Let's do.
We don't have to get in the hot tub.
I can't get in the hot tub. No. And it's so intrusive. I thought, you know, it's like being at the spa. They give you like a robe that you can wear. No. They give you a t-shirt. They give you some shorts.
It's ghetto looking.
It's prison-like. It looks like it's orange. Yeah, it's it looks like a prison.
It's not cute at all.
It is not cute. The things that we do to be who we are.
Yeah.
I see in your comments a lot, you're constantly, or often, not constantly, but often, people will come for you because you're so transparent. You mm-hmm. let people know who you are, how spicy you are, how into your looks and your appearance that you are. How do you balance like being authentic? Because it's almost like when you put something out there, it's like, damn, I didn't even have to tell y'all that. I shouldn't even told you. And
yeah, it don't bother me none, honestly. I don't mind the extra engagement because you're still here watching. Mm-hmm. So thank you, you know, for the views. Mm-hmm. But I'll block and delete if it gets disrespectful.
Okay.
But I am who I am, and that's not for everybody. But see, I'm okay with that because I'm okay with me. I enjoy my life. I enjoy going to the spa. I love beauty treatments. And there's a lot of women who do too. It, you know, may not be the ones trolling, but guess what? They probably are going to see our esthetician now because we said so. Yeah. You know, or if they get a moment to be able to go enjoy that, then they probably will. The other ones that are hating probably can't afford it anyways.
That's a good point.
So it doesn't bother me none.
Yeah, I talk to entrepreneurs all the time and I say, hey, look, people, it's not even that we're afraid of being our authentic selves or mm-hmm. actually going for something. You're more afraid of the judgment of other people. But then when you look at the people who are judging you, it's people who really need to be learning from you and collaborating with you.
Yeah.
And all the things. What are some of your beauty regimens that you swear by? Like you cannot, if you could put four things on your list and that's all you could do for the rest of your life.
Four? Oh, that's four. Not a bad number.
Okay, then three. Make it hard.
Oh, dang. Okay, hold on now. Probably just my hair, my lashes, and my facials.
Your hair, your lashes, and facials. So yeah. You could do without everything else.
Everything else I'd be okay. Well, I don't know. Maybe Botox and not lashes. Because I get a lot of wrinkles right here.
Girl.
I do. You don't see them because I get them done on the regular. But
how often do you have to get it?
Maybe a couple times a year. It's not okay. That much.
All right.
People swear I'm always there, but now I'm not always there. But I post about it often because I'm always shouting out the girls who take care of me. So
you're posting it even if you're not
100%. I'm okay. Posting it even if I'm not there. So I don't get it done nearly as often as it may look through social media because sometimes I'll recycle an old post or maybe she needed help getting some extra clients. It was slow. So I don't mind sharing and telling people or people ask me all the time. But yeah, a lot of people be like, oh, you be doing too much. And I look at them sometimes and I'm like, you're not doing enough.
Oh, dear God. You're not doing enough.
Babe.
I wish I could tell somebody that. Because I think it.
You know, that's why I said I'm going to. Yeah, because you're coming for me. So when I pipe back, what's up?
That's a good point.
Because I don't care about the judgment. I'm going to do it regardless. Mm-hmm. But if you felt the need to come here and approach me, well, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. It's crazy.
Let's talk about it.
You have gone through this journey, though. I know, like, you and I laugh all the time because mm-hmm. we have so much in common. One of those things that we have in common is our spiciness, mm-hmm. Is our ability to check a situation in real time. I don't use that language anymore. As I've evolved, I say, I am okay having tough conversations.
100%. 100%. I don't curse anymore either.
Yeah, but I'm like
a really bad mouth. But now, let's talk about it.
Yeah. I now say that I'm comfortable having tough conversations, and that really is the truth. I will confront something, right, and get to the bottom of it. I feel like that's better for me than letting something fester, because if I let things slide, my letting things slide is a later explosion.
100%. We're the same when it comes to that. Clarity is everything to mm-hmm. me, especially in this season in my life.
Yeah.
I don't do wishy-washy. I don't do questionable. Hey, where are we?
Yes.
Is that where? No problem.
No problem.
Say less.
That's where we're
gonna
be.
I won't even argue it back. I won't defend it. If that's where you are, I respect it and I'm gonna keep it moving.
Yeah. Talk to me about motherhood. You have an adult. She's a teenager, but she's an adult. She's very grown. And you have is she in middle school?
Layla, no, she's nine.
She's nine.
In fourth grade. Well,
she's in fourth grade.
She'll be 10 in December.
Okay, so you have an elementary school aged daughter and a grown daughter.
Yes, 10 years apart.
Girl.
Ghetto.
Mm-hmm.
Had to relearn how to use a car seat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you know, I love being a mom. I've been a mom longer than I've been an adult at this point in my life. Let's keep it real. I don't know another life. I don't know. You know, it's like my kids are like my favorite thing, but then the things that get on my nerves the worst too. You know, mm-hmm. It's like a healthy balance. It's like, okay, get out my face, but wait a minute, I miss you when you're not right here type of situation. But I love being a mom.
What are some of the challenges? Like, if you could give advice to some moms who have teenagers or even adult kids, I could give a laundry list.
Oh, baby. Like, where do you even start? One thing I feel like is important is to know that your kids are different, right? Especially when you have multiple kids. Personality-wise and maybe different stages of life-wise, they've got different experiences and stuff. So I think, for one, recognizing that they are different. So there's discipline isn't the same. Talking to them isn't the same. Responses mm-hmm. aren't the same. So being able to cater to each individual needs separately, I think, is something you have to really learn and process, because it's not a one-way show for two different people.
Yeah.
But for me, earlier on with my oldest, who will be 20, is patience for sure. Aren't you a Pisces?
No, I'm a Capricorn.
Capricorn. Who else? Oh, that's Terrell.
Terrell is a Pisces.
Yeah. So my oldest daughter, not that I'm into signs or anything, but personality-wise, she's a lot more sensitive than I am. She grew up in the suburbs, too. She lived a completely different life. Thank God I made all the sacrifices necessary for her to grow up mm-hmm. much different than me. But I'm from the streets, and I'm not the crying type. I wasn't always... I'm emotionally healthy and strong, don't get me wrong, but it takes a lot to get me to show emotions to just anybody, mm-hmm. okay, right? That's a safe place for me that has to be created later. It doesn't just happen off bat. But with her, we were super combative, because you have to talk to her very softly. And my natural personality isn't very soft, mm-hmm. so we bumped heads a lot. So learning how to just, okay, yeah, I hear you, without all my extra comments or extra mothering
mm-hmm.
is tough, because I'm not your friend. I am your mother, and it may feel like I'm attacking you on the regular, but it's not that. It's just that I'm the only one responsible to make you a healthy adult and to make good choices. But patience is key, and customizing what that looks like in every season is mm-hmm. different. So I feel like motherhood is not something you can overthink. It's just one step in front of the other, because if not, you're going to go crazy, because they're constantly changing. Especially when they're still getting to know who they are as human beings, you know? So definitely patience.
I can remember clearly when my daughter turned 14 years old. Oof. 14 was the switch for me that turned off like my sweet baby girl and turned on my, who raised you? Who are you? Whose child are you? Like, do you even like me?
Oh my gosh, that part. Ooh, and I felt like that.
At 14 years old, that's when that started, because, you know, they start to become more of themselves. They start feeling themselves. Mm-hmm. They start filling out, attracting different energy.
Mm-hmm.
And mommy's energy isn't as crucial for them or cool for them. But you know what I struggle with, if I'm being totally honest? I see other people. Like, I was everything for my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I have sacrificed everything. I have given her everything. We had the cutest mommy-daughter dates and, you know, like, mm-hmm. outstanding relationship. I parented my daughter very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we reached that season where we struggled in our relationship, right, and we'd have seasons where it's like everything is getting on my nerves and everything was getting on her nerves, right, just going at it, friends would say, who had children, you know, older than me, they would say, oh, this is just how girls are with their moms. And I would believe that for a little bit of time. But even today, I see girls with their mom very differently.
Hmm.
Very, very differently. And I don't know if I believe that that's how girls are just with their moms.
Yeah.
I think part of it has to do with, I spoke about this on another podcast episode. I think part of it has to do with my daughter and I have been confused her whole life by other people of being sisters, right? Mm. And, you know, there's a big sister kind of or older sibling mentality that happens for the younger one. It's like you're constantly following in their footsteps and you're never really given your own identity. You're always somebody's little sister or somebody's little brother. And I think that complex plays a little bit of a role in it. But I miss my baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As she's getting older, what I will say is as she's getting older, she's finding her way back, so to speak, right?
That's what I hear once they get up there. Because I feel like that snatch that you feel like you felt at 14 happened for us at 17. Mm-hmm. So I had a little bit of a longer stretch. And I didn't have any friends around really at the time. I had one who, she's been amazing, who had daughters that age or older. Most of my friends' kids were a lot younger, so they didn't even understand what this stage even looks like, let alone talk about it. And I would hear the same thing. That's just normal. That's what they are. And I'm like, she doesn't even like me.
Yes.
And she even told me that one time. She was like, I would have never hung out with you in high school.
Oh.
You probably couldn't have, but whatever. I'm just kidding.
You couldn't have hung out with me in high school.
I said, you're right, because you were from the other side of the track, so our lives were different.
Yeah.
For sure. But she'd be like, I didn't have to live the life you lived. And I was like, you're welcome. You're welcome, babe. You're welcome. One day you'll understand that, you know. But I do think it is a lot. And in this generation, it's harder because, you know, we're a public family, you know. So everyone knowing who her parents are, I felt like that created a lot of division between us too, because she hated the comparison of,
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, of, oh, are you gonna be like your mom? Or, oh, that's your mom. Oh, your mom is so
Zelle,
fine.
Did I not just say this in another previous, I think in the one that just dropped right before this one dropped, I literally said it's that comparison of
it was so hard. Like, and it was hard for me not to be offended or to take it personal, because I'm like, of all people, I thought you would be the most proud of me.
Yes.
I did it all for you.
Oh, Leticia, don't make me cry in here today.
It was hard. It was a big struggle. We're just probably getting on the other side of things and learning it differently. But it is hard. It is hard when you've done it all for them. Like,
well, good for you that it's short-lived. Because
it's not that short-lived. It's
still there. Because we're still in it. Now, as my daughter gets older, what I've had to realize is I have had to put separation kind of between us.
Yeah.
I wanted her to live with me a whole lot longer than she's actually living with me, and not for control, but for a proper like send off, sort of speak. Like, you don't have any money. What are you doing? And so I'm paying for, you know, this lifestyle, but we've learned that the separation is healthy for us.
Us too.
Yeah, it's definitely healthy for us. But what you said really just struck a chord, because my daughter has been privy to the struggle. Like, she grew up on the other side too, but in the beginning, you know what we've grown from.
Yeah.
You remember sharing these meals. You've seen me do it. You've seen me sacrifice. You've seen me protect you in a way.
Yeah.
Like, my daughter's never seen a babysitter, like not a stranger, right? It was, I handled my business whenever she was at her dad's house. Mm-hmm. You know, her dad and I have a super healthy co-parenting relationship.
Oh, that's good.
And so whenever she was at her dad's, that's when I'd handle my business. And if we needed someone, it would be like her godmom, which is my cousin.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all the sacrifices I made, if I didn't sacrifice for you the way that I did, I could be so much further along. Or like the thoughts that I have, like if I didn't hold off on my life to parent you and to be here for you and to make sure you had access to me, I'm at every recital, every event, everything, every game, everything. And then you become this young adult and you give me your butt to kiss.
The audacity is strong.
The audacity
is heavy. And I would say that to the separation, I think, is what helped a lot, because like I would have expected her to at least live at home for 22, 23 realistically. But it had gotten so toxic at home between us, which isn't good. Me and Rod are going through it. Layla's looking at us like it's crazy that, you know, we were like, okay, you know, we're going to help you get your own place. Now, we got her into her first apartment. Now, she's still building and growing and working. So for for a while now. We paid for the rent. I still pay for the car. You know, got her set up, fully furnished everything. You know, everything you got in there. You didn't pay for the paper towel holder.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Got you all the way set up because she wanted this independence and we needed the space. Because in my house, adulting had nothing to do with birthdays. You know, you weren't an adult, so you can pay for your own bills. But so you still had curfew. She didn't like that too much.
Yeah.
You know, everyone else around her, even in high school, could have boys over, could be out all night, could be at these college parties. You decided you didn't want to go to college, so why are you going to be at a college party? So that's how I saw it.
Yeah.
And that was parenting for me. So it grew. It was just, you know, it was heavy for a while. So we were like, okay, fine. You know, let's figure this out.
Yeah.
But we did. We ended up moving her into her own place. And she loves it now. Don't get me wrong. It's her own space. It's 10 minutes up the street, you know. But it's starting to create that independence for her and also give us a healthy space to be like, have that distance and see each other. She's around all the time. But it was a process. And mm-hmm. that was a better route, you know.
Yeah. It's so hard, though, especially when you raised a child that you were so close to.
Yeah.
Like, so I look back at some of the old videos and I'm like trying to find the turning point. I'm like, what happened? Your girl went and started wearing a bra and just became a little demon child.
Crazy.
when did you become so mean to me?
Oh, Lord.
But it does get better. So my daughter now, like, and I have to, if you want, I'm not as, well, I am pretty emotional. I cry, but I cry at things like movies on TV. Like if people are on TV crying, I'm going to cry.
When the military people come back,
oh, I'm boohooing. But like things like breakups and stuff, I don't really cry. Yeah. It takes a lot to get me to that. But, yeah. With my daughter, she does these little simple gestures now. We live in the same condo building.
Oh.
Yeah, we're a few floors apart. She was a couple of doors down, but she recently moved a few floors away. And sometimes I'll come home and she's done things like brought, I get a valet laundry service.
Oh.
And so they leave the laundry downstairs and I'll come in and she's brought my laundry upstairs.
Oh,
like,
that's nice.
And it's a big deal because we live floors away and I live all the way down the hall from the elevator. So
yeah.
I know that that's effort for her. Or I'll come in sometimes and there'll be like my favorite chocolate on the counter. And it makes me cry.
Yeah.
I'm like, so you do love me after yes. all.
Yeah, it is tough. And we've had real conversations even as she had moved out because it was like, I was like, she's all about her feelings all the time, her feelings. And we had gotten to a big block one time because she made her decision that didn't come from my parenting, but her own mind. But I was like, do you know that you have never asked me how I feel?
Mm.
You know? I was like, how do you think it feels when we've presented every opportunity for you to succeed? You've never had to get anything out the mud.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then you're just like, nah, I don't feel like it.
Yeah.
You don't think that's like, it feels like a smack in the face when we've tried and we've done and we constantly do. And I tell her, like, if I didn't have my youngest daughter, I was like, I felt like I would have felt as a parent.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like with her, I'm always trying, but it's never enough.
Yes.
But with my youngest, she makes me feel like I can do no wrong.
Yeah, right now, she's 9.
But that's true.
I'm like,
but
she's 9.
They're different. Like,
yeah.
With her, I feel like with my oldest daughter, I was in survival mode. I was 19. And I don't feel like, I know a lot of people say, well, you had to grow up together. I did have to grow up, but I parented her.
Parented.
Okay, there was always food on the table. There was always a roof over your head. I always made sure you were okay. You slept in a bed. Well, I slept on the floor.
Mm-hmm,
you know, a broken air mattress. Okay, you were always good. I made sure that you were provided for in every way. You know, but it's like, yeah, it just what I hear later, they're gonna super appreciate you. And I do think there's parts of her now because I'm always real with her. I've always told her the truth. I'm not gonna wrap up something pretty just to make you feel better. I'm going to give you the real deal every
yeah.
single time. And her father was never in her life.
Okay.
And I didn't put his name on a birth certificate. I never went for child support. I put all my energy
yep.
into making sure that she was taken care of off my back.
Mm-hmm.
And but now she's getting to that age where it's like, I told you so. And it's like, dang, you were right.
Mm-hmm.
You've been right about everything.
Mm-hmm.
That might irk her a little bit.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's starting her to build the trust. So now she comes to me about everything.
That's the part that that I love, and that's always the part that's confirmation for me, because my daughter calls me about everything.
Yeah.
I mean, she really is the mommy, is it time for me to go to the dentist type of person.
Yeah.
Right. But it's just like, we used to do like mommy daughter lunch dates and stuff. And now it's like, I'll say, hey, you want to go get lunch? No, I don't really feel like it.
Well, my daughter probably isn't going to turn down any food.
Oh, my child is going, she's going to turn it down. Or she'll say, you can bring me something back though. And I'm like, that's no, I want you to come with me. I'm like, Daisy, you want to go shopping? And so I think also I have to find the things that she's interested in.
Yeah.
And start to incorporate some of these things that she's interested in.
Yeah. And that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
That is harder than I think people say. It sounds like it's easy to do, but like, I can't dance. I can't rap or sing. I have no rhythm. You saw that earlier during testing,
for sure.
Right?
For sure.
My daughter is, like, Layla's more of an athlete, more like I am, like Rod is. So that's easier. So I'll say that. But with her, she's different. She's into dance. She's into singing. She's into arts and stuff like that. She's really crafty and all of that. And I suck at all of that. And she was like a majorette in high school.
Okay.
She wanted to be on the stand team so bad. I hated it. I hate it. I think it's over-sexualized. I think it looks cool when all the other girls are doing it. But when it's your daughter and they're just popping, locking, twerking, I'm like, absolutely not. I don't like it.
For sure.
But the more I don't like it, the more she wants to do it.
For sure.
So it's hard. So it's like, oh, yeah, let's do that. And it's like, well, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. I don't want to do it. My daughter has turned into a gamer.
Oh.
She likes to play games. And I didn't even know this. Like, for real, like, you know, I was a gamer growing up. I really was as a teenager.
Little duck hut.
Yeah, little duck hut. Girl, first of all, I'm going to shoot them. I'm good with it. I got aim in real life. I got a little aim. But she has recently become, like, she likes to play her games, and they be in, like, their competitions and stuff. And I'm like, well, I used to like to play games. Maybe I'll buy a PlayStation or whatever they're playing with now and play games, like, get on the game with me or something. But so when she said that, she, like, when I saw that she liked playing games, you know, me being a business coach, I say, you should get on Twitch. Why aren't you streaming on Twitch? She's like, oh, I'll think about it. And I realized that I have to pull back on that side.
I'm the same.
But there's a difference, Leticia. Where do we draw the line between guiding your child and really developing them, teaching them and developing them, and then pulling back and giving them their space?
That's the hardest part, because I'm right there too. I'm super ambitious, and I feel like in the world we live in with social media, there's no reason that you can't make money.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you're doing, turn it into profit,
mm-hmm.
especially because you want nicer things and you want to be able to say you did it yourself. Well, look, I'm giving you the blueprint. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. Just do this. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm clearly somebody who does it, right? I got a million followers. I'm doing this. I'm showing you how to do it for free. People pay thousands for conferences to learn how to do this. I'm teaching you the game. And then when you come with, the excuses are,
girl,
then it drives me crazy. And then I have to be like, okay, forget it.
It's the, for me. It's the, or it's the look of, here we go again.
Here we go again. Girl. Always trying to tell me what to do. Always trying, I don't want to do that.
And I be trying to explain to my daughter. My daughter works at my company. She works with me. Mm-hmm. And I be trying to explain to her, Leticia, like, people's parents aren't just creating income opportunities for them.
They're not.
I don't know what world you think you live
in. You don't. But that's the problem, because they're in this world. It's not exciting or new, because she's had even friends tell her, like, you have no, I wish I could spend the day with your mom. I wish I could work for my parents' company instead of going to McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
I, like,
my child's friends want to hang with me more than her.
Her friends have worked for me.
Yeah, her friends want to hang out with me. They think of me on Mother's Day. They think of me on my birthday. Like, her friends are so sweet and so cool. And maybe everybody else is right. Maybe it's just, like, the proximity. Like, they're too close to us.
I told her. I said, if I wasn't your mom, you might like me.
Maybe.
I'm pretty likable.
Yeah, I'm really, like, why don't you fool like me like that?
Everything I say is so wrong.
I want to know if any of you guys are resonating with this conversation. And if you have small children, you just wait. I hear that boys are like this with their dads, and girls are like this with their moms. But I think girls are like this with their moms, and it's even worse because we are such emotional beings mm-hmm. that it's even worse.
Yeah.
As we're wrapping this up, I always like to paint like a realistic picture of what life actually looks like for you.
Yeah.
So I know that you're doing well. You have your outstanding business. You guys have launched a new branch or a new business together. Mm-hmm. What are some things that you struggle with?
Well, it's not my looks, so I'm just kidding.
It's not that.
Well, it's not that.
Like things that you have to be aware of that, you know, it's like, y'all, I deal with this too. This gets me down. This knocks me off my rocker every now and then.
Probably oversharing. Because if my daughter hears this interview, I'm probably going to be in trouble.
Me too.
So we'll deal with that. Start a group chat. No, but, you know, I feel like let me think. What do I struggle with?
Nothing.
No, I do struggle. You know, I think when you being ambitious and being a woman who really wants to succeed and there's always more to grab or more to go for and to want to leave something, you know, big for your kids. I think it's easy that even though I may have a million followers or I do have a successful business, there are days where it's struggling. I struggle in business or things don't go as I wanted. And I still get discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sales aren't where they want to be. I mm-hmm. tend to paint these numbers in my head. And when I don't even make half the number that my goal was, it feels like I got punched in the stomach.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that sometimes people see the outside and think, oh, she got it all. And I don't. Sometimes I wish I had the life that other people think I have. People assume I got a maid or a chef or some nanny. I don't have any of those things. I do a lot myself. So I do believe it's possible to do it all as long mm-hmm. as you know, fill your cup as much as you possibly can to be able to keep doing it all. But I don't know.
The last thing that I want to touch on, I said earlier that you are the textbook stay away from girl, right? For a high value man.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that term so much, just yes. for the record. But because you guys are familiar with it, we'll use it.
Yeah.
You're the stay away from. You're busy. You're on social media. You get a lot of attention. You talk back. You express sure yourself, right? You're ambitious, you're successful, and you look like the type that's not, you know, going to be agreeable, right? That these are the things y'all say. I'm not saying these things. These are the things y'all say.
Mm-hmm.
As a woman who we are a lot alike,
mm-hmm.
what advice would you give someone like me and women like me who the world is trying to dim our lights? The world is telling us that we shouldn't be as ambitious, because men don't care how much money you make and all these things. It's not a turn on for them and blah, blah, blah. What would you say as a married woman, as a married woman who is all those things mm-hmm. to a man that you were never supposed to get?
Yeah, I believe that first and foremost, you can be a boss woman, a submissive wife, and a nurturing mom. You don't have to pick. You can actually be all three. And I think the biggest part about that is unlearning all the things that you're hearing out here. Mm-hmm. Because I do have a highly successful, very fine, 6'3", dark skin, pretty teeth man whose muscles are all in the right places, babe. Okay? And he loves my spiciness. I think you have to be authentic. You have to be who you are. I've been exactly who I am since the day he met me. I've never pretended to be anything different. I'm not a pick me. I'm not gonna, oh, let me do this so that he can like me. You like me or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like when you walk in your confidence, regardless of who you are or where you are in your life, that projects a lot. And a man is attracted to that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and who you are as a woman, your integrity and your character, it outweighs any title that you can have.
Yeah.
You know, I do believe that you can be successful, but I also believe that there's an order, right? God gave us an order, and I operate in that order. My husband comes first, my children and everything after. And because my husband understands that and knows who I am as a woman, no business opportunity is going to come before him or my kids. Mm. That's a big part of being a mother, because I'm going to always cover them first, because I don't believe God is going to put me in any position to take me away from that.
Yes.
Because he called me to that first. So when you lead in that with integrity and a full, genuine heart, then the right one will come to you, because it's only one. It's not 50, it's not 100, it's not all these. You don't need all of this. It's just one that you need. Mm-hmm. Just one that's going to stand by your side. And it's not easy to find it. You know, you probably don't want to go where I went to find mine, because that was, we met at the strip club. But maybe.
Maybe.
You said you can't find love in the club. Maybe you can, though. I did. I'm not recommending it in this day and age. But I think when you're confident, when your integrity is strong, regardless of being opinionated or not, mm-hmm. the right one is going to love you and respect you for that. I have this conversation all the time with women who feel like alpha men don't want alpha women. Mm-hmm. And I don't believe that.
Neither do I.
There are some, for sure.
I have only ever dated alpha men. And we're not necessarily not together because they didn't want to be together. It's just, yeah. I think that people are for seasons.
Yeah, 100%.
And we honored each other very well in the seasons that we were in. And for whatever reason, we decided to move on.
Yeah.
But I've never not dated what society calls an alpha man.
Yeah. No, I think the most important thing is to be yourself.
Yeah.
Be yourself, because only then will the right things come to you. There's a tribe for you, something God has for you, but he can't bless what you pretend to be. Whew. And a man can't come. You know, that whole representative. Cut all that out.
Cut it out.
This is what you get. This is what I'm about. Do you like that? Because the right energy is going to connect regardless.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I say this all the time, but you know, you can't take advice from someone who's not married. So I needed my married friend on the sofa to say, I thought that you were going to say a similar thing, but you know, y'all don't believe it for me when I say you can be exactly who you are and attract exactly what you need.
Yeah.
And everybody's timeline is different.
Yep.
Everybody's priorities in that timeline is all also different. Mm-hmm. Right. And so I'm glad that you kind of stamped that, because I believe as women and as men, we all have somebody out there 100%. That is for us, and you're going to get it. You're going to get it. Yeah. It's been amazing.
If you want it, you'll get it.
If you want it, you'll get it. It has been amazing having this conversation with you. I think so many people are going to see themselves in you mm-hmm. and be able to resonate with a part of your story. And you also have a light at the end of the tunnel story, right? It started out getting it out of the mud.
For sure.
And you'll never have to go back there again.
Amen.
You will never have to go back there again, because what we have learned as women and women in business is that we've learned how to get it, but we've also developed in a way that over time, even if it was all taken away, we know how to get it again.
Amen.
Over and over and over again. Y'all, give it up for Leticia Gardner, who's been here with us. How can we? Well, your details are going to be in all of the captions and everything, but I do want to be clear, because we've got two separate companies. I know everybody's going to want to detox.
Definitely.
So they need to go where?
To yourownskinny.net.
Yourownskinny.net. This is a gift box for the holidays, but you see skinny right here mm-hmm. because we all trying to be trim and fine and healthy, not That's just right. looking the part, but healthy, getting That's those right. insides together.
Yes, and Rep Nation is the new products that I don't know if it's going to be live as of this show yet, but it's going to be by the end of the year.
Okay.
So it's been G-Shred Supplements. That's what everyone has known it for, but we've rebranded everything to Rep Nation, and there's like 17 new products as far as super greens, proteins, hormonal balance, and all types of amazing, amazing great things. The fat burners, that PM Shred that you talked about yes. earlier, that will yes. get you sleeping and well rested and energized again. So, you know,
connect with Leticia, follow her, y'all. She's not just restricted to fitness. Your girl is hilarious, all right? Yeah, yeah. She is hilarious, and you post content that people can relate to. 100%. I thank you for taking time out of your schedule to be here, and I'm going to see you in the gym tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am. Bright and early. Thank Bright you so much. Bright and early.
All right, you guys, as usual, comment the part of this episode that stood out the most for you. Was it the business journey? Was it the marital journey? Was it what we going through with these crazy kids?
Ooh-wee.
What do you resonate with? Let me know in the comments, and we'll have Leticia back because we got a lot to talk about.
Definitely.
See you later. Bye.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tontandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.